The new linebackers coach for the Miami Dolphins, Mark Duffner, joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Coach, appreciate the time this evening. I know it's a little bit hectic with the new job. First off, congratulations on the new gig here in South Florida.
Well, thank you, Jesse. And it's great to be on there tonight with you, Kim, and Troy. It's a real privilege, so I'm looking forward to visiting with you.
Absolutely, our pleasure. You spent the last several years of your career with the Jacksonville Jaguars, before that some time in Green Bay and Cincinnati, before that University of Maryland and Holy Cross. So I'm looking at your chronology here and your career, all kinds of Joe Philbin and Kevin Coyle connections. So obviously there's a good deal of familiarity at this point with some of the guys you're going to be working closely with.
Yes, sir. You know, there is. All those guys, I go back to some association or awareness of them back to the late 1970s. And so, I've seen them go to different places and do a great job of coaching and great job of development of players and units on offense and defense. And to get an opportunity to work with them is real exciting. And also to, you know, join an organization that has such a storied past as the Dolphins is awesome.
Coach Kimbo Camper here. What is your – how do you go about getting yourself immersed in this football team? I mean, what do you need to do starting, going, getting acclimated to what – you know, the area, getting in tune with the players you've got, reviewing the films of what they did? How do you go about getting yourself ready to hit the ground running as soon as these players get back into the facility here?
Well, first thing, Kim, I think if I could talk you out of retirement and get you to come back and play.
Well, Coach, you pay me half the money you're paying some of these guys. I'll be out here tomorrow, man.
No, hey, when those killer bees were rolling, baby, that's what we're trying to get to. But, no, you kind of just went through the checklist of things. I'm going to arrive down there tomorrow morning, and certainly one of the very first things will be to get the opportunity to study the current linebackers on the squad and determine what look like their strengths and weaknesses, and certainly try to improve the strengths of the players, and then also improve their weaknesses, but hopefully put them in position where we take advantage of their abilities and allow them to make plays, to play fast. So I think that's going to be the first order of business for me, and the rest of that I think will take form.
Coach Troy Stratford here. Welcome to South Florida, number one. My question is this. How do you see the linebacker position changing in the National Football League? We see so much passing going on. The size of guys, I don't know if they're going to get bigger, if they're going to get smaller, if we're going to have like linebackers the size of safeties. Where do you see the game going from the defensive side?
Well, there's so much spread, and it's become as annually more and more a matchup game where you've got these tight ends now, former basketball players and excellent athletes, guys who can really run, trying to match up with linebackers, and you're getting bigger safeties or guys that have been big safeties in the collegiate ranks that become linebackers. It's a speed game, and I think that trying to allow your players, number one, to be in position to be able to make plays, speed versus speed, is a very important thing. But you're seeing with all the multiple personnel groups, where some linebackers, become two-down linebackers because of their lack of athleticism or recoverability. So it's an evolving speed game. I'm not sure that, it's going to continue that way in a lot of ways, but it's certainly in that direction right now. And, by the way, I've got to stop for a second. You owe me a little bit because I had the privilege to enhance your career a little bit when you were at BC, and I was the coordinator over at Holy Cross. So you had some pretty
I had some fun days there, Coach.
You had some fun days against us, and so, I kind of have a little something to do with your success. So
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You were an outstanding
Coach, I hope player. You've gotten better than that, better since then, my friend. Now.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Mark Duffner is with us, the new linebackers coach for the Miami Dolphins. It's kind of a broad philosophical question, but what's the most important thing for a linebacker to have? Whether it's a physical thing, an on-the-field thing, an off-the-field thing, what's the most important trait that you think a linebacker needs to have?
I think awareness. I think that there's a lot of guys that can run and they can, and they're physical and that type of thing. But I think, especially at linebacker, awareness is a key thing. Your eyes have got to be in the right position. You've got to know who can block you, where they can block you from a running standpoint, and then you've got to take advantage of indicators that the offense gives you in terms of pre-snap awareness to the possibility of run pass and what type of play, so that you can, again, be as efficient with your movement as possible. It's so movement related, and any tip that you can get to get yourself off the spot and also get yourself in the right position running pass is critical. Zach Thomas, one of your former great players there, I've used film on him that I've saved for years, and how that guy was so quick to get off the spot. He had anticipation and awareness that enhanced his ability to be a productive player, and that's what I think the top component is.
Coach, you've been around Joe Philbin in the past. Did you, when you first dealt with Coach Philbin, did you see a future head coach when you watched him work?
I did, Kim. He's a guy that was very well thought out, and again, I think connected well with the players he was teaching. He's a good teacher, and he was very, very organized. And when I think you've got, he's a ball coach. I mean, in other words, he's not a golfer. He's not a, and not that that's bad, but his hobby is ball, and that's what I think that anybody that's got real passion for the game or for whatever occupation they're in, it's a strong passion. So those were attributes that I saw that Joe had that I thought certainly lended him as a bright guy to be a successful coach, because he could connect with people and also get people to follow his lead as a teacher to be a productive player.
All right, Coach, I'm going to ask you to stick your neck out a little bit here.
Do it.
What's your favorite dog? Give me the hot dog of choice. We were having that conversation. I don't want to leave you out of it now.
Well, let me make it clear to you. If I was there with you, I'd love to have some, and I would have a chili cheese with onions on it.
All right. Can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong.
The standard order right there.
Not bad. Yeah, well, Mark Duffner, the linebackers coach now for the Miami Dolphins. Coach, congratulations. I look forward to getting you down in South Florida, hopefully meeting you sometime soon. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Well, you guys, a real pleasure to be with you, and appreciate what you do for the organization, and I'm anxious to get a chance to get to know you, so thank you very much.
Our pleasure. There you go. Mark Duffner on the Metro PCS Hotline, the new linebackers coach for the Miami Dolphins.